This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's Turtle, Thomas Carl, and he's ready to go. He's raring to rock and roll tonight at 6 o'clock before we get to Hawks pregame. Talking about some of the things we've discussed today with the Falcons, accountability. You know, are we just a bad football team with players that don't execute? And then that doesn't get to the general manager because he picked the groceries, Carl. What separates us from all the teams in the NFC we're looking up at in the playoffs right now? They do their jobs, I guess.
That's exactly right. Look, this can be curtailed just a little bit if this team executes and wins on Sunday. The problem is you're playing a bad Saints team, and a lot of people think you should win anyway, regardless of what's happened. Now with the injury to Michael Penix and, of course, Drake London not being out there, but I think most people around the NFL still feel like, as I said to begin the show, guys, Saints are in rebuild mode. This is not a rebuild for us. We're in a different spot with the talent that's been acquired and the projections of where the Falcons are supposed to be. Nobody thought the Saints were going to be any good this year. A lot of people thought the Falcons are going to be not only good, a potential playoff team. So that is just completely different from where you view them and where you view us. Mike, as we talk about tonight's game real quick and shifting gears to our Hawks, they've been playing really good basketball. Jalen Johnson, Eastern Conference Player of the Week. But when they were in Phoenix, I just want you to hear what our play-by-play, longtime play-by-play guy, Steve Holman, had to say about Dylan Brooks. Because Brooks is a guy that just tries to get under your skin.
He's one of those fake tough guys. Everybody out there wants to be Dennis Rodman or, you know, the different versions of this now that exist in the NBA. But I'm with you. He's one of those guys you just can't stand him.
Now, Brooks, by the way, says that NBA refs are making calls out of emotion. And he's been critical of the officiating. He got a tech against us, okay, in their loss to us on Sunday. Now, he had a really good game, ironically. He had 34 points,
right.
Played really well. But he's already being very outspoken about the tech he received.
He's more than Draymond Green. He can score.
Yes. And the tech he received. Now, Draymond's a better defensive player because he was defensive player of the year a couple of times and has been all defense. But Brooks, basically in his dirty play, got this from Steve Holman.
Dylan Brooks gets a technical foul because he was taunting after that happened. I mean, you talk about a dirty player. He's not only a dirty player, but he's just a bad person, Dylan Brooks. He always has been.
He always has been. He's a bad person.
Now, for the guys,
he always has been.
Now, there's a guy that Steve grew up in Boston working with Kurt Gowdy and the legendary Johnny Most, and Celtics fans know Johnny Most is. But that's the closest I've heard. There's a famous call from when the Celtics and Larry Bird was winding down. They're losing to the Pistons. It's like, oh, and he's talking about Mahorn and Lambeer. He goes, oh, McFilthy and McNasty. They're just miserable in this whole town. It's just terrible. I love it, man. That's gold.
It is. By the way, the Suns were up by as many as 22 in the fourth quarter. They blew that lead Sunday, okay?
Big time.
And afterwards, Brooks said, I saw us playing 7-5. He's talking about the officiating.
Yeah, there you go. That's what losers do, blame the refs.
And then he goes, emotional refs. They were making calls out of emotion.
We're the road team, knucklehead.
Exactly.
You get basically you're getting spotted 5 points in the NBA as the home team. So you really have to make a colossal choke job to blow that kind of game because you're going to get the calls at home.
Mike, he's just a bad person. Always has been. So
he always has been.
Yes, I know. Tonight we get, again, a game in which the Detroit Pistons, and it sounds weird because Detroit hasn't been this good in a very long time.
You got to go back to, like, the Larry Brown Pistons.
You do. Early 2000s, right. When they ultimately beat the Lakers, and I think it was 04 where they beat the Lakers as the Lakers and Kobe were going for three straight, or four straight, actually, I think it was. But, Mike, the proof is in the games. And for Detroit to be leading the Eastern Conference, we know Boston's banged up. We knew that coming in. Cleveland's really good again this year, but they're not starting like they did last year. They got off and they were just running. The Raptors and then us. Currently, guys, we're a top four seed in the East. Now, it is early on in this game as far as, you know, where the schedule is, but that's where we want to be. The Knicks, we're in front of the Sixers. We're in front of the Heat, the Bulls, and the Bucks. And I think Giannis got injured, and they're going to do a reevaluation on him. But
2 weeks.
So, Mike, this is a big game tonight. When you say, what's it going to look like in the spring, right? Are we going to be able to maintain this or maybe even be better once Trey gets back? Big test to see. Pistons are 12-2, by the way. 7-1 at home. They've only lost one game on the road so far in this schedule.
And we've talked about the center position and how good Okongwu is. Look, well, Jalen Duren is basically averaging a double-double.
Woo!
And so, you know, we talked about the athleticism, the size. So this is one of those games where, you know, everybody's chirping about, oh, you see, 8-2 without Trey. All right, well, this is a game where maybe you need some of that scoring because I'm curious to see, especially if Detroit wants to slow it down in the half court.
Yes.
And how do we function? Because we want to get some points on the fly. Needless to say, I heard Mike Bray on the Steakhouse today. But great conversation, by the way, on the Odyssey app about they want to bomb threes, they want to play with tempo. See how Detroit tries to stop that tonight.
Cade Cunningham, legitimate star, guys. If you've not seen him, not paid attention, not only is he big, but he can do everything.
Had some big games against us in his brief career, right?
No doubt. And they're saying he will be a game-time decision. Now, they did play last night, so this is a back-to-back for them. Maybe that's a little bit of an edge for the Hawks. We will see. But my guess is Cade Cunningham will try to play tonight if he's available. But 28 points a game right now, Mike. 10 assists a game.
Nice.
So 28-10 is what he's averaging.
Yeah, he's a stud.
No doubt. All right, we'll talk more tomorrow about that. Speaking of tomorrow, we'll be live at Flower Branch. We will have our conversation with Coach Raheem Morris, our player segment as well, as we get ready for the Saints. And look, the answers that I think a lot of people want, which, Mike, ultimately is where are we going and is he here? Are they here? Is this guy here? I don't think any of that's going to get resolved this week. I know there are people who want to, like, okay, this is as bad as it gets, and it is. And I said that yesterday. I felt a little bit of despair with the way things are going. But I don't think the franchise, and specifically Arthur Blank, is going to do anything this week. But I said to you, if we lose to the Saints.
I mean, that's as low as it gets. I mean, guys, we've got a 2% chance of making the playoffs. We've got a 1% chance. Arthur Blank, where is he? Where's Arthur Blank on all this? I mean, it's been radio silence. I was just talking, as I mentioned, with Turtle down the hallway. He's coming up at 6. That, you know, when Arthur, if you do, you know, move on from this coaching staff, I mean, I got to be honest. I think the media here, there's been a love affair with Arthur, and deservedly so.
Yeah.
But I think this is where he probably faces one of his toughest press conferences of all time because the gloves are off. People are frustrated. Yeah. It's 8 years. You've fallen into one of those franchises now where you're really considered a joke. And that goes to his pride. He's a successful businessman and everything he's ever done. I have to tell you, you guys know. But this team is now, we're an afterthought around the league. You know, we can get on a run. You need everybody in front of us to really, like, we can't win the division at this stage. We're 0-3 in the NFC South. It would take, you know, Baker Mayfield having what happened to Kirk Cousins to him.
That's right.
You know, I don't wish that on anybody. But it's very frustrating because you brought up a scenario which had me kind of going, what? Like, if we, you know, run like 5-2. In these final 7 games, and then Arthur Blank feels that Raheem has, you know, reestablished himself and this team is okay, a lot of fans are going to go, screw that, I'm done, I'm out. So I don't know where you go with this. Just the fact you got to win 4 games to get to 500, you know, that just tells you how bad the season has gone.
We're going to get the latest tomorrow. Make sure you join us for our exclusive interview up there at Flowery Branch. Real quick, college football playoff rankings come out tonight. Ohio State will remain number 1. Mike, my question is, the way A&M survived and what Georgia did, do they put Georgia ahead of A&M and make them 3 instead of 4? Because Alabama lost, guys. They're going to fall out.
Indiana did not get punished for their come-from-behind victory over Penn State.
True.
On the road, so I think that will hold. I think Texas A&M hangs on to three.
Okay, because that to me is the big decision.
If they stick with their precedence, but you know with this committee, sometimes they don't.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, with that, when I say Alabama's out, I'm talking about the top four, guys.
Yeah.
So Bama will slide, but they're not going to slide that far. And then, of course, you've got Ole Miss, Texas Tech on the heels, Oregon, Notre Dame. Texas is going to fall out of the top 10. Oklahoma's going to move up. But these are the things we'll see as what this is going to look like. And again, next week, rivalry weekend, Mike, all of this stuff's going to be decided before we get to the conference championship game. So we'll have a real idea of what this is going to look like. I think Georgia has a great chance to get the bye. And we talked to Connor Riley today, and he said, look, Kirby wants to be in the college or the SEC championship.
He wants
game.
To win the SEC title, but this is one that you know everybody's saying, But you're right. A month layoff, does that help you or hurt you?
All right, man. Big show tomorrow. Make sure you're here. Big O, we got to get out of here, man, and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Turtle has the bridge show. Hawks on the way. Make sure you check it out. Big game, man. We're going to talk about it. It's good to have this kind of feel early on in the season. 7 o'clock pregame and then a 7:30 tip. Hawks and Pistons. Great job behind the glass. Of course, Day-Day, our executive producer tomorrow. Join us live from Flowery Branch, guys. It should be an interesting day. All right, Mike Bell, we got to get out of here, man. Let's clear our throat.
Hey, man. Ole Miss, they say there's an ultimatum. Lane Kiffin by the Egg Bowl. You must decide. Either you're in or you're out. It's a simple question. Like Ocean's 11. And Lane says, no, there's no ultimatum. I was doing yoga with the AD this morning. Everything's fine. Went on Pat McAfee's show. And if you don't like Lane Kiffin, it did seem like he was kind of BSing a little bit. If you do like Lane Kiffin, he's like the modern-day Spurrier with an exciting offense. And if you're an Ole Miss fan, you are just clutching your rosary beads. Please, 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 because you don't find guys like this. They don't grow on trees. But the fact the family's been zipping around, checking out Gainesville and Baton Rouge, man, if you're an Ole Miss fan, you got to be literally heart in your throat right now. And I don't blame him. I think you do have to say, hey, man, line in the sand. Either you're with us or you're against us. Evildoers.
Evildoers. LeBron James on his podcast said he's out for 2028 Olympics. It's in L.A. So Steph Curry, who was on the podcast with him, said, I probably am not going to play either. This is good news. Not because I don't want them to, but I saw one of the most exciting Olympic Games that I've ever seen when Steph Curry put...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The team on his back and won in Paris last summer. There's no reason for LeBron and Steph to play. It's time to pass the torch.
Yes, indeed.
Let the young guys in this NBA take that torch and run with it. Job well done, LeBron. Job well done, Steph Curry, when it comes to the Olympics. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're a friggin' lollygagger.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.